year we have been sponsoring on the Rav Zatzal's yard site shiurim in his memory, given by his talmidim, and I'm gonna speak, and Rabbi Yosef Adler will speak, who was a very close talmid of the Rav, and then Rabbi Heshi Reichman, who's still coming from Manhattan, so it's still early for him, so he's gonna come in a little bit later. And for my theme today, I wanted to speak about Kedushas Yerushalayim. I thought it was relevant, first of all, as a theme that the Rav would speak about. And also, of course, these are especially difficult times for Eretz Yisrael, especially because of the world situation, the antipathy, unfortunately, of the American administration. And even in this last election, both Netanyahu and Herzog, spoke about a united Yerushalayim. So obviously Yerushalayim is the heart of the Jewish people, and it's something that's very dear to us. So I wanted to put it in a halachic context based on things that I heard from the Rav. So let me begin by the Rambam says in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Trumos, Kol shehichziku olei Mitzrayim v'niskadesh kedusha rishona, kevin shegolu botlu kedushoshem, shekedusha rishona l'fi shehaisem b'nei hakibush, bilvad, kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel asid lavo. Kevin shegolu b'nei hagolu v'chziku b'mikzas ha'oretz, kitchua kedusha shniya, homedis l'olam l'shaita u'la asid lavo. V'nichu osom ha'mekomen shehichziku b'hem olei Mitzrayim, Lo yechziku behem olei bovel, kishahoyu, v'lo potu min hachumun v'amaisus, kidei shiyismuchu aleim aniyim v'shviyas. So the Rambam says that the land of Israel today has Kedusha, and especially relevant, for example, this year, which is a Shemitah year. So the Shemitah year, what's derived from Rabbanim, but there's Kedusha Shviyas b'zman hazeh, because the land was sanctified two times. It was sanctified when Yehoshua conquered the land, and it was sanctified when Ezra came with the sanction of the Persian king. How ironic! And he rededicated the land, because when Yehoshua conquered the land, the Rambam says that Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yeshua, was canceled because it was precipitated by Yeshua's conquest, and therefore a subsequent conquest, namely by Nebuchadnezzar, one kibush cancels another kibush, and the Kedusha therefore was canceled. Not till 70 years later, when Ezra came up with a small portion of the Jewish population and settled the land and rebuilt the base of Migdash, that Kedusha, the Rambam says, is forever. Kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asid lavo. And the Rambam says that the reason for that is because the first Kedusha, Bali Drush talk a lot about this, that the first Kedusha was through conquest, but Ezra, his Kedusha was through chazakah, he settled the land, and therefore that Kedusha wasn't through conquest. And even though later on the land and the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed by the Romans, but the Kedusha is intact from the time of Ezra, as it will be forever. So, first of all, what does the Rambam mean? Since Ezra wasn't through Kibush, it was through Chazakah. But wasn't that Chazakah also canceled? The Jews were exiled from the land. So what does he mean to say that the Kedusha was through Chazakah? I hasten to add, which will become maybe relevant later on in our talk, that the Rambam is of the opinion that Trumas and Maestris, Shvius is an issue, discussion in Paiskim, in Achoinim, Kesem Mishnah, Beis Halevi, a lot of people talk about this, what the Rambam's opinion is, whether Shvius applies, Shmit applies Midiraisa or Midrabbanim Bisman Azeh. But the Rambam says that Trumas and Maestris do not apply nowadays because you need Bias Kulchem. That when Ezra came, since he came with only a minority of the Jewish population, so therefore that Kedusha is is only partial. The Rambam learns what even though Bias Kulchem Uvasim Ha'aretz is said in the midst of Chala, but the Rambam apparently learns that Bias Kulchem is a condition required for all Trumas HaMaisos, and Reb Chaim in the Sefer says that Bias Kulchem is a condition not only in the implementation of Trumas HaMaisos, the Kiyum of Trumas HaMaisos, but it's a Tnai in the Kedushas HaAretz itself. In other words, even though the Ram says, as we just read, the Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, for Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, but that Kedusha doesn't relate to Trumas HaMaisos, and as it relates to Trumas HaMaisos, the land is not, it's not just a locha. The Chaim says, like, for example, you need, for the Yovel to apply, you need Kol Yoshvei Aleh, that the Shvatim be on their appropriate portions, and if they're on their portion, then it applies. If they're not, then it doesn't apply. And if they return, it will apply. But Rav Chaim says, "Be as kulchem," that you need the majority of the Jewish population. That's a condition in the Kedushas Haaretz. V'haraya, it depends on the Shas Kiddush. So the time of Kiddush was when Ezra came. When Ezra came, he only came with a minority of the Jewish population. So Poskim talk about what will be the halacha nowadays, because we're just about at that point, we're really at the edge, where the majority of the Jewish population will be living in Israel. Will Trumas HaMaisos be Diraisa at that time? Because will you have B'yas Kulchem, because you'll have Rov Yoshvei Aleh, not Rov Yoshvei Aleh, because we don't know exactly where the people are living, but would things change? And so according to Reb Chaim, it seems that they would not change because Reb Chaim said, this depends on Shas Yerusha at the time of the Kiddush, because it's a condition in the Kiddush. But so we may come back to that. But the question is this, what does it mean that Kiddush of Yeshua is canceled as it relates to Kedushas HaAretz? But the Kedusha of Ezra applies nowadays because that was through Chazakah. But so what? The Chazakah also seems to be, we would think, is canceled. What's the difference? And also, didn't they have Chazakah in the time of Yeshua? They conquered the land, but they also settled the land. So what's the difference? And there's one other Rambam that we have to quote, and that relates to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Rambam, because the Rambam's opinion is that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael nowadays is Diraisa, but it was a Kedusha that was susceptible initially to cancellation. As you know, what Yeshua's Kiddush was canceled by the conquest of Nebuchadnezzar. The second Kiddush through Ezra, the Rambam says, is not canceled by the Romans because that was through Chazakah. What about the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam's opinion is that once the Beis HaMikdash was built on the Har HaBayis, from the first time it was built by David and Shlomo, that the Kedusha was never canceled and can never, ever be canceled. It's the eternal city, and the Kedusha is forever. And the Rambam explains why indeed is this different than Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that with the Churban Bayis reason, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the destruction of the land was canceled, but the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was not. So the Rambam explains, and he says, V'lamani omer b'mikdash Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha La'asad Lavo, U'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael in Yishviyus U'maisus U'Kiyotzimem, Lo Kitcha La'asad Lavo, L'fish Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim Ibnei HaShchina, U'Shchina Eina B'Teila. Because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is because the Shechina dwells there, and the Shechina can never be driven away. V'arei omer v'ashimosi es mikdashechem, v'amu chacham afa pisha shomimim, v'kdushosim hein omdim. And Chazal interpret v'ashimosi, I will destroy your bati mikdash, so even after destruction, it retains the status of Beis HaMikdash. So afa pisha shomim v'kdushosim hein omdim. Avachir v'aretz b'shvirus u'b'maisrus, enu el v'neshu kibush rabim, v'kevin sh'nilkecha avis miyadeim, botol ha'kibush v'nifterim min ha'torah b'maisrus m'shvirus. Shereinim in Eretz Yisrael. V'kemen she'ala Ezra v'kitcha lo kitcha b'kibush ela b'chazaka. But when Ezra came, he conquered he didn't conquer the land militarily. It was only with the forbearance of Koresh and Daryavish. Ela b'chazaka chshikibo lefikach kol makam shechshikibo ole bavel v'nisgazdech b'tusha Ezra hashnia hu mekudish hayom v'afa pishenilka cha'aris mimenu v'chai b'shvius u'maishus So the Rambam says, why is it that Kedusha's Mikdash is different? Kedusha Rishona was canceled, but Kedusha's Mikdash not? Because the Mikdash for Yerushalayim and then Hashchina. So the Kesher Mishnah, as I said, asks already, what's the difference in Kibush and Chazakah? Just like the Kibush was canceled, often the Chazakah should have been canceled. So the Rav gave a wonderful answer, and it's a very, very fundamental answer to this question. And he based it on the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us that there are 10 degrees of Kedusha as relates to Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah reads, Eretz Yisrael mikudashis mikol ha'aratzos, umahi Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael is sanctified, not more than all the other, from amongst all the nations, umahi Kedushasa, and how does it demonstrate its Kedusha? Shemevi mimen ha'omo v'bikurum m'shtei ha'lecha. Masha'ein mevi inkein mikol ha'aratzos. Because from Eretz Yisrael we bring Bikurim, Shtei Halechem, and the Omer, right? So what's difficult in the Mishnah is, and the Goyin is already bothered by this, if we were going to speak about what's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, what would we cite? Shviyas, Trumas of Isis, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Why is that not mentioned? So the Rav explained that what the Mishnah in Kalim is dealing with is not with the general Kedushas Haaretz, for example, as relates to Trumas or Maisus. But there's another dimension of Kedusha that relates to Eretz Yisrael, and that is that Eretz Yisrael has a special relationship to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mikdash, the Kedushas Mikdash, so to speak, spreads out throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. And that's represented by the different 10 Kedushas which are mentioned in the Mishnah. And so the different Kedushas are, you know, the Mishnah mentions the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ben Ha'ulam Lemizbeach, the Azara, the Chil, the Harabayis, Yushalayim, and Bate Orichoma. Right, and then Eretz Yisrael, Mikudoshes Mikol Haratzos, Shemimivin Ma'omer Bikurim Ushtei Halechem. So the Rav said, if you look at all these 10 Kedushas, they all have a relationship to Mikdash, and they are a dimension of Kedushas Mikdash. So, and that's why Trumas HaMaisus is not mentioned. Trumas HaMaisus has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Masha Enkin Bikurim. There's a separate mitzvah of Bikurim to bring the Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, there's a special pasuk, the Gemara quotes, Mi'atzucha, to tell us that you bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. Toysis and Bar Vasus already bought. Why do you need a special pasuk? After all mitzvahs are tluyos ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. But the answer is, the Toysis says because Bikurim are not toivo. But it means that there's a special kedusha as relates to Bikurim, different than the general kedusha of Eretz. Why is that? Because Bikurim is brought where? Is brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So all of these things mentioned in the Mishnah have a certain dimension of the Kedushas Mikdash and Shechina that spreads throughout Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Rav said, in this respect, Yeshua is different than Ezra. When Yeshua conquered the land, first he conquered the land. The Beis HaMikdash was not built in the Arabayas, till hundreds of years later. So the Kedushas Haaretz was independent when it was established from Kedushas Mikdash. Ezra did the opposite, the Rav said. Ezra came, he built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and then around Yerushalayim, the Yishuv extended, and ultimately those places which were Kedushas Ezra, those boundaries where Ezra was, that's what's Kodesh Bizman Hazeh. Those places beyond that, which Yeshua did conquer, don't have Kedusha nowadays. So they said, that's why that Kedusha of Ezra, when Ezra says Chazaka, what he means to say is that that Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael through the medium of Kedusha's Mikdash. And therefore, Chazaka means that Zika to Mikdash, that can't be canceled, because that goes back to the Rambam's premise or principle that what? Shechina Eini V'Teila, as he says by Kedusha's Mikdash. That's what the Rav said. So I just want to bring a vayah to the Rav's Yisoid that there's a kedusha of Mikdash that spreads throughout Yisrael, because Tosis says in Zvachim on Daf Samach Amid Beis, Tosis says that Tosis proves that when the Beis Mikdash is destroyed, the kedushas Oretz is not automatically canceled, and they bring a vayah to that from Shiloh, because when Shiloh was destroyed, the Kedushas Oretz wasn't canceled. So, what does Tos B'chal have to bring a raya? Why should Kedushas Oretz be canceled? Because the basic Mikdash is Kedushas Mikdash will be canceled, but not Kedushas Oretz. But you see that one way to interpret the point of love is because the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is linked to Mikdash, and therefore if the Mikdash is destroyed, so maybe the whole Kedushas Oretz should be canceled. We take, by the way, normatively, our general position is that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Nazeh is completely intact. The Beis HaMikdash is not intact, but the Kedusha of Mokum HaMikdash is intact. And therefore one is forbidden, if they're Tamei, to walk on the Mokum HaMikdash. And the Rav was very upset about those who, have Minyanim, the chief rabbi at the time. He thought that was a dangerous thing to do. First of all, he said the Kedusha of Mikdash is intact. And because we pass like the Rambam. But we should mention that the Ravid there is Masig on the Rambam. It's not clear how far the Ravid goes. Achrayim have a discussion, but the Ravid says that if you go on to the Har HaBayis nowadays, you're not necessarily Chayiv Koras. You have to bring a Ravid to that. Whether the Ravid only meant you're not Chayiv Koras, or that it's Mutter completely. I mean, the simple reading would be that it's Mutter completely, but that's a discussion in Achrayim about it. We know that this is within the religious community and politically, this is a very sensitive issue. Should people be going on the Har HaBayis to Davin and so on to demonstrate that it's ours? So I just mentioned normatively, the Rav was very, very, very opposed to people doing that. The other way to learn the Tosis that I just cited, Tosis may mean a different thing. That if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's as if the whole land is destroyed. It's not because so maybe that should represent Chuban Haaretz, and therefore the Kedusha should be canceled. So the Sifri Zukta quotes that Eretz Knan Mekudeshes Me'eva Yarden. So Eretz Knan Ksheri LeBeis Hashchina VeEin Eva Hayarden Kosher LeBeis Hashchina. And the Ramban in his Perush on Chumash and Chukas quotes this Sifri Zukta, and in other words, the way the Ramban interprets it, it means that the only place that you could build a mikdash, or Nov, Givon, Gilgal, all the places where the Mishkan and Shiloh and Beis Olamim had to be in Eretz Knan, not in Eva Yarden, because that's Mokum Hashchina. So the way I would interpret it is that which the Rav said that there's a Kedushas Haaretz that's linked to Beis Hamikdash, that's only Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knan. But not Eva Yarden. But that shows there's a relationship between them, right? Because the Shechina dwells in Eretz Knan. The Brisker Rav on Chumash in the stencils, so he asks, why one of the Gvulos Haaretz is the Yarden? So he asks, why is the Yarden one of the Gvulos Haaretz? After all, the other side is like Shnei Gidot La Yarden, right? As Menachem Begin will tell us. So why is the, it's in the middle, why is the Yarden there? So the answer is, and because there are certain things that don't apply in Eva Yarden, but one of them is, according to this Ramban, is because the Kedushas Mikdash, that's why Kedushas Shechina is only in Eretz Knan, not in Eva Yarden. And also there's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Bikurim between Tana Kama and Yosef Glili, if we bring Bikurim from Eva Yarden. And Rabbi Yossi holds you don't bring Bikurim because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. The Rambam in Bikurim seems to pass in not like you also agree like Tanakama that you do bring Bikurim from Eva Yarden, but that's also a Shaila, whether that's a Dindi, that may only be a Dindi Drabonim. And the Ran in the Dorim quotes that you only bring the Omer from Eva Hayarden. The Rav Nachum Zember in his Otsa HaSifri, quotes that that's a machlokes Rishonim also, that the Tashbitz is choylik on the Ran and holds that you do bring Bikurim from Eva Yadin. But it may very well be that the reason we don't bring Bikurim, coming back to Rav Yisod, we don't bring Bikurim, we don't bring Omer, right? Because according to Ram, it could be that Bikurim is only Drabonin, and we don't bring the Omer, and Shtei Lechem doesn't come from Eva Yadin. That's because, together with this Ramban, that the Kedusha Shechina of Eretz Yisrael, that's relation to Mikdash, is only in Eretz Knan, not in Eva Yarden. Now, the Mishnah also mentions that Batei Arachoma, right, that's one of the degrees of Kedusha. But it could be that Batei Arachoma, the Kedusha of Batei Arachoma is a Kedusha's Mikdash, that has the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. so therefore it fits into the series of the Mishnah of Kedushas that related to Mikdash. And the Mishnah in Kalim, there says, Ayos Mekofes Choma, the Mishnah which I just cited before, Mekudoshes Mimenosh Meshalch Mitochem Es HaMetzuroim U'Mesavim L'Tochem Meis Ad Sheyutzu. Yotze Ein Machsirin also. That the Metzuroim are not allowed to enter into Ir Choma, and also we don't take a mace into the Ir Choma. Why the Mishnah, if we were talking about the Ir Choma, the Mishnah doesn't mention the loch of Chilut Batim, right? The special loch is if you sell a house in Ir Choma, when you're allowed to buy it back and so on. That's not mentioned. Why does it only mention these halachas? That Mitzaroim and Mitzor is not allowed to enter into Batei Arachoma. So it may be because there are two halachas in Kedushas Batei Arachoma. One halach of Arachoma is that it's the special halachas that Chalosh or Arachoma as relates to Mechivas Batim and so on. But there's another halacha that an Arachoma is considered part is considered a Machane Yisrael. And the Rosh is this Mefurish. And therefore, what the Mishnah is interested in dealing with is only the halachas of what? Related to Mikdash. That's the halach that a Metzora can't enter an Ir Choma. Proof to this is, there's a steer in Rashi, but Rashi in Shfuah says, Rashi in Shfuah and Daf Tesvav, says that the way, Rashi in Shavuah says he's not sure how did they sanctify Ir Choma? But Rashi in Erchin says, the Batei Arachoma kitchen b'shtei todos u'b'shir u'bezin mahalchen l'shtei todos achreim. But that's the way that when Moshe says, Eich mosifin al Iva Azores, it was with shtei todos. Shtei todos often has no relationship to Batei Arachoma. It'll be nifsel b'yotzei. So how Tosis is bothered by that. But that Rashi borrowed Shtei Todos and so on, which is the medium for adding on to the Mosivin al-Iva Azorah, to Mekadosh, to add to the Azorah and to the Yushalayim and so on. You see that Rashi thought, at least at that point, Rashi in another place says he's not sure how you do it. You see that Rashi thinks that Kedushas Ir Choma has a relationship to Mikdash. Tosis in Brochus says that yes, that it could be that the halacha of Batei Arachoma only applies halan halahu. It's only bisman toisis bada, only bisman shayoyvil noyev. So it says maybe that's only as relates to the halacha of mechivas batim, but as relates to the halacha of mitzaroyim mishulachim, that's independent of that. So you see also the two halachas in Ir Choma. But one of the halachas is that it has a kedusha of related to mikdash. I have a tosis against it, but I'll just mention that Mabit says that if you could get Kochim Kalim to an Ir Choma, of course the kunst would be, once you take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsel B'Yotze. But he said if they built an Ir Choma exactly adjacent to Yerushalayim, so they're touching, and you could pass through the gates of one without, he said you could eat that in an Ir Choma also, which also demonstrates that an Ir Choma has a Kedushas Mikdash, at least the halacha of Machane Yisrael. I have a lot more to talk about, but the time is running out, so I'm good.
The Hamel Kutzlar, you can do that as a common door in place to the Mikdash.
Yes, right.
But according to the way you're differentiating, You should not be able to bring a behemoth plus large to the mikdash. Just like you said about chumas and maisers, it's all.
No. It's not the same. Chumas and maisers is what grows in the land. You need the kedusha of the aretz. You know, by the way, there might not be a mitzvah savor from chutz la'aretz, but if you do bring it, that you could be, you can sacrifice it. But that doesn't, you know, it's not the same. It's only bikurim, those things that grow in the land, the omer and so on. It doesn't mean, doesn't relate necessarily to karbonos if they were sanctified outside of etzol. So just in closing, just as we think about the rav, this is, I believe, is it 22nd yahrzeit? What he left us when is kitzel shaita v'kitzel asid lavo, the legacy of Torah, which is just so rich. We should, you know, our community, Teaneck, Englewood, Bergen County, we are really we live on his shoulders, on the Torah that he taught us, and that we had this model of this extraordinary genius, you know, just unparalleled genius. And commitment and integrity and his extraordinary pedagogy, all of this is what we think about on his yahrzeit, and you know the kedusha ultimately of Yerushalayim is because of the Torah. The Ramban famously says that the kedusha of Mikdash and Yerushalayim is because the kedusha of Har Sinai was transferred ultimately to the Mishkan, and for the Mishkan ultimately to the Har Habayis, to the base of Mikdash, and the kedusha of Yerushalayim is because that's where the Torah comes from. Kimitzian teitzit for Odvashem Yishalayim, and that may be why the Sanhedrin only functioned when it was in the environs of the Beis Hamikdash, because they represented the ongoing Mesorah, as the Ram says in Hilchos Mamzer, Shehein Hein Amudia Torah VeIkat Shehein Ikat Hoshivavav Amudah Havah Lehem Chokul Mishpat Yotzil Choyisol. So Yishalayim to us represents the eternity of the Torah, and which was represented by the Sanhedrin. In our time, we saw that in a living person, in the Rav. The eternity of this, of the Torah, the Mesorah of Brisk, all of that which touched us, the extraordinary integrity, and that's what we think about when we, on this, the Rav's Yahrzeit. So it's my pleasure now to